Chapter number 4 is where I feel like the Lord directed my attention to this evening. And I just want to talk to you about something here. And I'll be honest with you, you'll not hear anything from me that you probably haven't heard from your pastor. But if I can maybe just say something that'll touch your heart. Brother Jones had already said that our families have known each other for a while, more so with my sister. And my sister fell in love with Brother Matt and Sister Sarah at Export, and still just has a friendship and a bond with them. And so we kind of feel connected. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11. If you have it, say amen. Praise the Lord. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of all of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. And here's what I want you to notice. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I want to talk to you just for a few moments on waking up a spiritual giant. You can be seated. Praise God. Paul here was saying that, talking to this church and telling them that I want you to grow so much on the inside. I want you to have so much of God on the inside that you grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Matter of fact, I want you to grow so much to where it seems like there's a giant inside of you. Praise God. Amen. That's God's design for everybody that's here tonight. Whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're young married, whether you're single. That's God's design for every Christian and every believer. He did not save you to become stagnant. He did not save you to stay where you are in your salvation experience. But how many knows that God expects us to go deeper in Him, reach higher heights, go to deeper depths, and to be all we can be for God? God expects each of us to grow into a deeper relationship with Him. He says that we ought to grow to the place that we are no longer children. He likens in one passage to us being babes in Christ. And you see, when you get saved, the Bible teaches us that we are born again. And I believe in the born again experience. Don't you? Amen. It's not a natural birth, but it is a spiritual birth. We become babes in Christ. And I don't know about you, but I love to watch a newborn baby as they look around at the bright lights and they're just entering into this world and seeing new things. And we've had our church, when I came about 6 years ago, my son, who is now seven, was one at the time, and he was the smallest child. The next one closest to his age, I believe, was 11. So we had a big gap. So I began to pray, God, we need some babies in the church, you know. And I think in 1 year we had like 14 born. And I said, okay, God, praise God, I'm tired of seeing the nurseries at the hospital. Amen. But it's always amazing to me, and it's always awesome to see that first baby, that little baby that comes into the world, and they begin to open their eyes and look at the surroundings and the bright lights and the new things that they've never seen before. But I also like to see a new babe in Christ when they get saved and they get into a service like we've had tonight. Amen. And they just can't hardly contain them. They don't know whether to clap. They don't know whether to stand. They don't know whether to cry or run. Amen. There's something about a babe in Christ. Amen. Every time they come to church, amen, it's exciting. They just love Jesus so much. Amen. They're just glad to be saved. Amen. I'm telling you, don't ever lose the wonder. Don't ever lose the thrill. Don't ever lose the joy of just being saved. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. They're overwhelmed by the newness of salvation. But then the new begins to wear off. Amen. They start getting older. Amen. And just like a physical baby, they learn to walk. They begin to talk. And you know, babies are cute, but I don't want them to stay a baby. Amen. I don't want to always have to feed them. I don't want to always have to change them. Amen. I don't want to always have to push a stroller. I expect my children to grow up. And did you know that? that's what God expects out of every one of us. He saved you to grow up. Amen. To grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, when we first get saved, all we really know God is to be a Savior. We really don't understand how big God really is. But the more you grow, the more you start realizing He's a lot more than a Savior. Praise God. Amen. You see, you never understand that until you grow into the stature, amen, of Christ. Amen. As a child, amen, children really don't understand how big Dad is or just how much Dad can do. Amen. But as they begin to get bigger, amen, they realize there's some things they can't do. Amen. So they got to get a hold of Daddy. Amen. And Daddy can do those things. And so it is when you get saved. Amen. When you first, amen, are born again. Amen. You realize He's a Savior. But the more you grow, amen, you start realizing He's a lot more than a Savior. Amen. He's a healer. Amen. He's a deliverer. Amen. He'll be a way maker. He's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He's a sanctifier. Amen. I'm telling you, if you don't know Christ, amen, beyond your salvation experience, amen, you're missing out. Amen. You ought to go deeper in Christ and realize He's not just Jehovah, but He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Shalom. You'll know Him to be greater than you've ever known Him to be before. Amen. Amen. Oh, how many saints can say, I know Him to be more than a Savior? Amen. Praise God. I rejoice in the fact that we serve an awesome, big, mighty God. Amen. And you know the best part is that God lives inside of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, now in baseball, we have what they call the San Francisco Giants. In football, we have what they call the New York Giants. In wrestling, when I was growing up, there used to be Andre the Giant. Amen. Now, amen, you look at some on your little, amen, your little food industry cans. Hey, I know this is real deep for you. Amen. Amen. You see the Jolly Green Giant. Anybody ever seen that? Praise God. Amen. In the film industry, they had Facing the Giants. Amen. Because you, when you talk about giants in our culture, we understand what a giant is. Amen. A giant is a person that is deemed larger and greater and stronger than the ordinary person. Somebody who is bigger than ordinary. Somebody who is stronger than average. And somebody who is larger than normal. Amen. Webster describes it like this. A legendary human being. Amen. Like being of great stature and strength. A human being of great size. A person of extraordinary power. Amen. That sounds like a Christian to me. Amen. Amen. You see, because the devil, he would like to make us think that we're weak. Amen. And we ain't got no power. Amen. And when he gets you to believe in that, amen, he's got you backed in a corner. Amen. But you see, when you realize that the God that's on the inside of you is not a weak God. He's not a limp-wristed God. Amen. You'll realize I'm bigger than the ordinary. I'm stronger than the average. Amen. I'm larger than the normal. Amen. And you'll realize I don't have to be pushed around. I don't have to be backed in a corner. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'd like to awake a spiritual giant in some of your lives. Amen. For where some of you, amen, are being pushed in a corner by the enemy, that you'll draw a line in the sand tonight and say, I don't have to live like that. Come on, somebody. Amen. I don't have to be put up, amen, pushed in a corner like that. Amen. The enemy will make you feel like you're a nothing and a nobody. Amen. But I want to tell you today, you are somebody. Amen. You're a child of God. Amen. You got royal blood, amen, flowing through your veins. And if God be for me, who then can be against me? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You see, normally when we talk about giants, we talk about the enemy being the giant. And we're always the one who's inferior. We're always the one unable to conquer them. The Bible talks about one giant, amen, that had six fingers and six toes. Talks about another giant by the name of Og. And the only thing he says about him was he describes the size of bed, the dimensions of his bed, 13 foot long and 6 foot wide.
That's a big man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But then, amen, the most talked about giant is Goliath. Amen. But in my Bible reading, I read about where God told the children of Israel to go to the promised land. And they sent spies and they came back and they said the inhabitants of that land, amen, are giants and we are grasshoppers in their sight. You see, in their minds, it was grasshoppers versus giants. It was us, the little men, versus them, the big men. It was the underdogs versus the top dogs. Amen. And all these years later, amen, not much in the church's mentality has changed. Amen. Here we are, God's people. We're chosen children. We're the child of God. We love to shout and to preach how big God is. But when the rubber meets the road, and when crisis comes to your life, amen, we have the same mentality as those spies had. Amen, we are grasshoppers in their sights. Amen, when we look at our nation, amen, look at the abortion rate, look at the gay marriages, amen, look at all the morality issues. We think that we as a church, amen, are grasshoppers, amen, and they have a huge advantage. Amen, but I came to convince you tonight that we are not the weaker ones. We are not the lesser ones. Amen. We need to lose the grasshopper mentality. Amen. We need to lose the little man syndrome and realize, amen, we serve a God that's bigger than America. We serve a God that's bigger than our culture. We serve a God that's bigger than morality issues. We serve a God who sits on high and He looks low and He's in control of this whole world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I challenge Broadway Assembly? Amen. You're bigger than what you think you are. Amen. When God was negotiating with Abraham about sparing this people of Sodom and Gomorrah, He told Abraham, if I can just find 10 that are righteous, just 10. Come on now. If I can find 10 that are living right, will you spare? He said, I'll spare the whole city. I'll spare. Amen. Now listen, we've got to understand. Amen. Now if you had a church that's running 10 folks, amen, in the world's eyes, you would think, man, that church is a failure. Come on, somebody. That church is a minority. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. Just one little storefront church with 10 people. Amen. God's saying we'll be stronger than all the immorality and the perversion in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. Let me just say this to the young folks. Amen. How many goes to public school? Come on, raise your hand. You go to public school. Amen. You walk in those doors. Amen. The first thing the devil says, amen, you're nothing and nobody. Amen. That spirit of the school system, amen, will overtake you. You won't be able to stand up, amen, and fight against the age and the spirit of this world. Amen. But you all by yourself, amen, just a handful of you can walk into a schoolhouse and say, I got God on my side. Amen. I'm not the minority. With God, we're the majority. Amen. Get your head up. Stop walking around defeated. We're not weak. We're not wimps. We're strong. We're children of the King. We're a generation of giants. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:3 starts out talking about the spirit of the Antichrist. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come is not of God. John said that spirit is already at work in our day. Amen. But he says there's something greater than the spirit of Antichrist. And that is the spirit of Jesus Christ. I'm going to preach myself out. happy tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I get tired of this beat down, amen, religion. I get tired of, amen, Pentecostal folks, amen, walking around acting like we're outcasts. And we're, no, you're not. I said, no, you're not. Amen. We're part of God's folks. Amen. We're a part of the peculiar people. Amen. We're a chosen generation. Amen. He said, look, amen, there's a something better. Amen. Bigger than the Antichrist. Amen. You have God, little children, because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. Listen, that word greater means larger. Okay? And he was letting us know that the God that's on the inside of you is greater or larger than the spirit of Antichrist that is against you. I'll tell you something, sir. When you go to work and they're telling those jokes and they're talking about perverted stuff and looking at things that they shouldn't look at, come on now. Amen. And you feel intimidated and you feel, come on, let's just be real. What do you say? You feel kind of awkward to turn around and stand up for what's right. That's what the devil wants to make you feel like. Amen. He wants to make you feel like you're about that tall. Grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. I want to tell you something. He said, greater is he that is in me, singular, than he that is in the world, plural. That word, plural, world is cosmos, plural. The world and all of its inhabitants. And he is saying that you all by yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Greater is he that's in you. Amen. Take one. Amen. Come here, somebody. Amen. How about you right here? Amen. Yeah, come here. Yeah, you. Oh, me? Yeah, come on, give me a high five. Praise God. Look at this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You, how old are you?
Seven
years old. This is Drew. What's your name? Ethan. Amen. Drew, seven. You're seven. Praise God. Y'all are going to have a great time. Amen. You know what I'm, you know what he's saying? You take little Ethan right here. Amen. And you get Ethan an experience in God. You give Ethan, amen, a salvation experience. You get him in power surge and let him get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Ethan all by himself. He don't need a choir singing. He don't need a preacher preaching. He don't need a youth group leader. Amen. Saying you can live it. But Ethan all by himself. Amen. It's greater than the world that wants to tear him down. Amen. Come on, child of God. You're better than that. You're bigger than what you think. Amen. You're not a wimp. You're not an outcast. You're a child of God. You're a generation of giants. Wake up, the giant that's inside you. Thank you, Ethan. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to preach much longer. Amen. Let me just tell you this, and I'm fixing to close. There's such great depths in the ocean, in those spots where the pressure is so intense that a submarine would be crushed if it went down in those depths. They said that oceanographers wanted to explore those spots, so they built a miniature submarine called a mathysphere, and they built it out of extra thick steel that could stand the pressure. Went down in there, got to exploring around, and much to their amazement, in those pockets of extreme pressure where a submarine would collapse like a can, an empty can of Coke, they said to their amazement, there was fish swimming around down there. It baffled them. It astonished them. They ran tests. Brother Cruz, they'd done scientific experiments. They tried to figure out, how in the world can a fish survive in that kind of pressure? You know what their conclusion was? Scientific terms was this. God must have put something on the inside that is greater than the pressure on the outside. Now tell me there ain't a God. And you know what? The world looks at some of us and says, what in the world are they doing? How can they go to church on a Thursday? How are they surviving in this? How is those people still shouting in a bad economy? Come on, somebody. Amen. How in the world could Daniel live for God in Babylon? How could Moses serve God in Egypt? How could the early church live for God in the face of... How can those people down there at Broadway, amen, still be worshiping God when this world... I don't know. All I know is God put something on the inside. Hallelujah. That's greater than the pressure on the outside. Amen. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called God. It's called the Spirit of the Living God. Oh, hallelujah. You see, when you get God in you, it's like spiritual steroids. I've been trying to get in shape a little bit, Bud Cruz. You obviously can tell it's not working too good. But I go down there, brother, and I see those guys pumping iron. Amen. Amen. And you see somebody that's scrawny, weighs 150 pounds. 2 months later, they come back and you think, no, you didn't pump iron and get that way. Come on, somebody. Hey, act like they look like they're miserable. They can't even walk. You know what it is? It's steroids. Come on, it's making them bigger than what they really are. Amen. And I want to tell you something. Amen. For every young married man that walks tomorrow on your job, I believe you can get an experience in God tonight. Amen. That when they look at you tomorrow, they... What? Who is that? Come on, somebody. Who in the world is that? Amen. Wasn't he the one that was just, amen, laughing at those jokes yesterday? Wasn't he the one that wasn't praying over his food yesterday? Who in the world is that? Amen. I'll tell you what it is. They woke up something inside of them. Amen. Come on, it's a giant. Amen. That's what God would like to do for somebody. Amen. Put a giant inside of you. Amen. Let you grow to the stature of God. And let you realize you've got more inside of you than what you really think you do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can somebody get us a song? Hallelujah. Amen. Cecily, you want to go? Okay. Sister Sarah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. You like that little fable that's told about that guy who was working? And as he was working, they had a little mouse hole in the wall. Had a little tomcat that stayed inside. One day this guy was drinking. Hey man, now this is a carnal illustration, okay? Drinking a little alcohol, and he's watching that cat. He'd come out of that little mouse, come out of that hole. He'd start running around. That cat would spot that mouse, and he'd get after it, and that cat would run back inside that hole. For about 30 minutes, that cat would corner that mouse until that man got so drunk that he spilled some of his alcohol. That little mouse came out of that hole that time, went over that little spilled alcohol and took him a sip, stood up on his back legs, said, "Where's that cat?" Now that's carnal. I want to tell you something. There's enough of God's good wine around this place. Some of you that when the devil gets after you, you know what your favorite posture is? And we get in power surge and you sneak out. Come on, somebody. I know how it is. Amen. The devil comes to job tomorrow. Amen. You're right back. But I want to tell you something. I believe you can get an experience around this place tonight. You go back to your job. You kids can go back to school and say, "Where's that devil? Where's that devil? Amen. Where's that temptation now? Amen. Where's that temptation now?" I'm telling you, you don't have to go down defeated. You don't have to go down in discouragement. Amen. There's enough God in this house. Amen. I'm telling you, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the commanding Japanese general said, "I fear the only thing we've accomplished in attacking America is we woke up a spiritual giant." Amen. You know what I wish to God? Amen. That the devil would say about power surge. Uh-oh, I woke up somebody. Uh-oh, somebody's going to serve God. Uh-oh, there's a youth group down there that's going to be holy and live for God. Brother Cruz, that's what you're talking about tonight. You know what the devil said last night on the van ride home? When that little boy said, "I think I won't be a preacher." You know what the devil said? "Uh-oh, I think I woke something up." Amen. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this. Uh-oh. I think there's some young boys in this house. Amen. I think there's some young men that's going to school different tomorrow. I think there's some young married men. Amen. That's going to look at things a little different. I think there's some ladies that's not going to be ashamed to be holy. Not going to be ashamed to be Pentecostal. Uh-oh. I think I woke something up at Broadway Assembly. Hallelujah. As she sings, I wonder if there's anybody in this house that come to this front, throw your hands in the air and say, God, wake up a giant. Wake up a giant. I'm telling you, you're hell's worst nightmare. This altar service, that's it, brother. That's it. Look out tomorrow. Amen. Look out tomorrow. Come on, young boys. I dare you to jump out of your pew and say, God, wake up a giant in me. Wake up the Holy Ghost in me. Let me get an experience in God that'll stand the test of time.
I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Singing greater, greater, greater is He in me. Oh, greater. Greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Singing greater, greater, greater is He in me. Oh, greater.